I'm reading from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. And it reads thus, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear." Father, thank you today for your word. Help the Father that I pray, Jesus, that you would inspire me, Lord, enable me to meditate upon your word as I prepared my heart to receive your word. Father, thank you for those that are listening to me, Jesus. As they hear your word, Father, may they believe in you. And Lord, may their heart desire be met. May you, O God, grant them the favor that they need from you, Lord, that whatever they desire will come to pass. Thank you for the lives of your people. And thank you, God, for the preparation of your word. Thank you now and take your glory. Amen. Well, today I'm led by the Spirit of God to quickly speak on the theme, victory over temptation. Today, we'll be talking about victory over temptation. Now, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, that says, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to man. And God is faithful, he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear." Everyone faces temptation, whether big or small. It is a common struggle. But God has given us the tools to overcome. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, it says, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to men." It does mean that the temptations we face today, other people face them. For example, we were talking about the disciple facing temptation on the sea. That was years ago. Today, we ourselves still face this temptation. Temptation that people struggle with their marriage home, people struggle family breeding, people struggle with their education, struggle finding job, all those things are still happening to them. They are all temptation. But James chapter 1 verse 20 says, "Blessed is the one who perseveres on trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive a crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him." Now, I want us to look at four key points in this passage of scripture. The first thing I want us to look at is understands temptation. Temptation is part of life, because everyone faces temptation. It often comes when we are weak and worried. Remember Jesus, after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, the Bible says he was tempted by the devil. And the devil looked at our weakness and designed strategies to lead us to temptation. And so we have to be careful when we face temptation. We need to seek God's approval when we face temptation. And so it's something that is part of life. We must consider that temptation is part of life because other people face it. And most often comes when we are weak and worried. When situation comes in our lives that we find difficult to handle. And I want us to look at the second point here that has to do with the purpose of temptation. Why are we tempted? Temptation tests our faith. It helps us grow stronger in our relationship with God. When you face temptation, the temptation enables you to be able to stay firm in the Lord. That's why James said, blessed is the one who persevered on a trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive a crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. Now, he has a reward. When we patiently endure the trial, God rewards us. And this is why when temptation comes, we have to be careful and prayerful. It is not meant to destroy you, but to build you up. It's not meant to destroy you, but to strengthen you. Amen. So believers, sometimes when temptation comes, when we find ourselves in the most difficult time, we ask ourselves, what is the God that I serve? We ask ourselves, has God forsaken me? Has the Father left me? No. They are there to teach us. Temptation reminds us. Temptation teaches us. Temptation trains us. And temptation helps us to remember the presence of God. Hallelujah. And the third point says, God's promises. Now, he promised a way of escape. In B, he said, he will not let us be tempted beyond what we can bear. But when the trial comes, he, God, will make a way of escape. Now, I want us to understand this. Or he will make a way that we can bear the temptation. So we can rely on his strength in our weakness. And this is what we need to do. In most difficult time, we need to rely on God in our weakness. We need to rely on God. Because some of the temptation is possible to lead you astray. Some of the temptation might cause you to doubt God. And so we need to rely on the strength of God. The third point I want us to look at here is the step to overcome. The steps to overcome. Hallelujah. Pray regularly for strength. If you are tempted, pray regularly for strength, that God will strengthen you in the time of weakness. Read and meditate on the scripture. The word of God is powerful. As you read the word of God, it strengthens you to overcome the trial. Surround yourself with supportive people, people that will support you to recover. Don't go to people that will destroy you. You see, most times, we have to be sensitive to the devices of the devil. As a Christians, if we have problems, we need to go to other believers to seek advice. The Bible says, As the iron sharpeneth iron, so the man sharpen the countenance of another man. So another believers will be able to help you stand your ground. And so, church, I want to let you know that victory over temptation is possible through faith in God. He is with us in our struggles and will help us stand firm. It will truly believe in Him. It will trust in Him. It will rely on Him. God will help us to stand firm. Now, to overcome temptation, we must understand the temptation that is part of our life. The second thing is, we must understand the purpose of the temptation. It meant to strengthen us and test our faith. We must also understand that in our temptation, God promised us He will provide a way of escape. So we must rely on the strength in our weakness. And in our temptation, God gave us steps to overcome them. By praying regularly, reading our Bible and meditating on Scripture, surrounding ourselves with people that will guard us spiritually. And so I want to let you know and remind you that with God's help, we can achieve victory over temptation we face. Today, I want to encourage you. Having heard the word of God, I want you to understand that we all face temptation, but the ability to handle our situation makes the difference. Many of us who are Christians are careful not to destroy our character in the midst of trials. We rely on God for strength. But most times, we experience that people who do not understand why God allowed temptation in their lives, especially those who don't know Jesus, sometimes their reactions can be negative. Don't be carried away by the challenges. Focus your attention on Jesus. And as we focus our attention on Jesus, there is hope that we'll overcome the temptation. I want to challenge you today, no matter what you're going through, I want you to remember that Jesus Christ is waiting and ready to save you from any trouble, from any challenges, from any difficulties you find yourself in. All you need to do is to rely on Him. I truly believe that as we have all heard this word today, we're going to rely on Jesus in the most difficult times of our life, and at the end of the day, we'll find peace. Father, I thank you so much for your word, Jesus. Thank you, God, for your written word. Thank you because your word is powerful. I thank you, God, I'm just a vessel, but I know, God, that the Holy Spirit will do the rest. Thank you, God, for those who have received your word. Father God, that they will meditate upon it, and the Spirit of God will touch them, that they will live, Father, to endure trials and temptation. Whatever, Lord, with all the experience are human, it is my prayer to God that through the power of the Holy Spirit will overcome them. And Lord, we have victory in this broken world. And those that do not know you, Father, will know you. Those that have not understood exactly who you are through their trials and temptation, Father God, they will understand that you are the living God, the God of all power. Oh God, I thank you today. Take your glory in Jesus' name. Amen.